Our theme tonight is Waiting for the Financial Godot. It's based on Samuel Beckett's play, Waiting for Godot, in which the two characters wait throughout and in vain through the whole play for someone named Godot. And I posted a commentary up on the blog this week, and I said that life in the financial markets increasingly feels like Beckett's masterpiece, where everybody's waiting for Godot. Some people are waiting for the U.S. budget and the Federal Reserve and QE, and so sort of hanging on the pro-centralization team. And that's not good, because, in fact, if you look at those people who are getting something done, they're ignoring Washington and the pro-centralization proceeding. I know it's difficult, since that team has such a great way of coming around and harvesting the value that we create, but I pointed out that the most important message, I think, of 2013 was that guns won. The effort to strip the American people of the right of self-defense didn't work. So it shows you what happens when we turtle forward. I got a wonderful comment from a subscriber who, upon reading the commentary, wrote, let me read it. I nearly reached another one of those times today. I was going to ask you if collapse is gaining a stronger likelihood. All the sources keep pressing it. A wonderful Austin caregiver I know works diligently fearing imminent collapse for at least the last 3 years that I've known the person. I read your new article and processing in that shift. I write my friend and shared perhaps some synopsis of the likely control we live with and refer to your new article. I think I better take your article to heart myself. Otherwise, collapse will occur every day after tomorrow until I die. And sure enough, it's not unlike waiting for the Fed or waiting for the budget. We keep waiting for some form of normalcy to come back. And in fact, collapse, if you listen to the different articles as to why people think it's going to collapse, is because they're hoping for a return to normalcy. And in fact, if you understand the financial repression that's upon us as part of the slow burn, even you could call it financial invasion, very much part of the ongoing digital invasion of our lives. What you need to know is, don't wait for the financial Godot. We need to proceed to build a future without the benefit of that normalcy returning. I hope it does, but don't bet the ranch.